So that would be plan B, and I could get Obamacare, and that's $300 a month. Because between 60 and 65, I would have no health insurance. Because my problem is, I have a ton of money, but I have no health insurance, which isn't a smart place to be. And if you buy health insurance, like if I was just like, oh, I'm going to retire, and I'm gonna walk into Blue Cross Blue Shield and buy health insurance, like, off the shelf, it's like $2,500 a month. It's like impossible to afford.
So I knew that. I knew it was a lot.
So I need to strategize something. Or I could just marry
Big Freddy.
That's the other option.
Go on his plan.
Yeah, and get the spousal health insurance. That's plan C.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Because my problem is, I could just marry
Big Fatty,
which isn't smart.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4125. The BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 28th of November, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we've got a little technology segment. Big Fatty. Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty, going old school, it's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it's been a very quiet 24 hours. Big Fatty, does that mean you have nothing to fill today's little show? That is exactly what I'm saying. Oh, Big Fatty, I'll look for the train wreck artwork for the WWW.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 28th of November, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the Brooklyn Canal. Y'all, not sure if these scoundrels still listen or not, but I'm sure I'm sure they'll let me know. Y'all, they were the first two listeners that don't live here in the Charleston area to visit the villa back before Big Fatty moved in. Y'all, it had to have been between the 1st and the 13th of February of 2015. Y'all, they were visiting Charleston, and y'all, they got to see the villa empty. And at least I think it was empty. I'm pretty sure it was empty. But y'all, two of the nicest people that you'll ever want to meet. And y'all, one of them is having a celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, I am talking about none other than the generous and lovely Rob One. Big Fatty, we love Rob One. Well, Rob Two's okay too, it's true. So, y'all, if you see Rob One on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or the Spools or the Big Fatty or Jet Setting from one Broadway production to another, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Better Tech, brought to you by The Mix. Adam,
It should be brought to you by Geek Squad. I mean, to be honest.
Actually, you know, we owe Big Fatty a recording because he's playing his old one where it says, brought to you by Dubious Intent.
We do. I think. Oh, wait. Hold on. We can fix that. Let me just fix that really fast. Hold on. I can't. I was saying. Hold on. On top of that. So let me get a clean plate. You know, we're professionals here, Adam. Let me get a clean plate for Big Fat. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work. The Big Fatty Technology segment brought to you by Mix Minus. Check them out at mixminuspodcast.com. Drop it, zip, unzip it, buy it,
use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade. Big Fatty, thank goodness you had that long technology segment bumper. It's true, because it ain't got nothing else. Y'all, little technology here, y'all. I don't know what's wrong with the micro-hoist, but it's very, very loud. I've got the gain turned way down, and y'all, it's I think there's something wrong with my cord that goes between the hub and the Yeti micro-hoist that I got sitting here on the desk. It's normally when it's plugged in, it shows up in my sound on the thing as Yeti stereo microphone or something like that. But now it says USB advanced blah blah blah. So y'all, I don't think it's working quite right. So y'all, I ordered a new USB to mini USB micro-hoist, and y'all, I just got a little 2-foot long cable, because the one I've got, it must be 6 feet long, and y'all, I don't need 6 feet of hoist. And so anyway, y'all, I went on to the Lesbyterian Delivery Service, and y'all, you know, I've got the Prime until the 8th of December. And y'all, so you know, Prime members get their stuff fast, y'all. It's coming on Saturday, and I know that is because of everybody is ordering everything online, y'all. In fact, Santa Claus's little helper took a picture from his delivery sleigh, and y'all, just lovely. It was just lovely, and y'all, it was young Nicholas. I'm telling you, but y'all, he puts the ho in ho ho ho. Annie. Anyway, y'all, just thought I'd let you know that I know the sound is not up to the standards. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you've got a long way to go. Perhaps Daniel Bieber could help you with your sound. But, you know, he's very busy. Oh, I didn't know he was busy. Yeah, he's working on his own. Before I forget, y'all, I have received my first Crema card, but I'm not opening any Crema cards until the 1st of December. But y'all, I just wanted to give credit where credit is due. Y'all, it is from the number 3 fan of the BFO, Randy. Randy up there in the Penis Slavania, and Shy Tom. And y'all, I've been told that Shy Tom is now officially subscribed. Big Fatty, he's just going downhill quick, isn't he? Just a poor old thing. He's clearly lost his mind. Well, evidently. But anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I think I did I recode the LFC before or after I recoded my little show? I think I recoded the LFC before I recoded my little show. And you know, old Vader, and Vader, he was heading to the Lost Wages on Thursday, and y'all, I get a testimonium from him, because I was going to take him to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto, and messaged me today, never mind about Thursday, I've changed my plans and I'm leaving tomorrow, meaning as you hear this, and he's not coming back until Tuesday of next week. Be ready. You know, he's a high roller out there at Yosemite Sam's buffet and casino. It's true. So y'all, I guess he'll hit all the buffets. While he's out there, Big Freddy, what was that? Oh, y'all, I'm sitting here on my ass recording the little show, and y'all, I closed all my rings. I don't know how I did it, but I did it. And anyway, y'all, I almost finished up roasting my nuts. Big Freddy, it still sounds vulgar, but I got about two more pans that I need to do. But y'all, I also had taken out a couple of big fixed steaks that came in the big meat box that Durwood shares with the group every once in a while, and it was my time to be shared with. And so, y'all, I had taken them out earlier in the day, and I had them marinating and everything, and y'all, I was gonna go put them on the grill, but y'all, it got cold and it got rainy. They said, "Oh, we're just gonna have little passing showers." Y'all, we got a half an inch of rain, and y'all, it was just raw, is what it was. It was just raw, and it was not fit for man nor beast. Oh, Big, I didn't know the beast was coming, But, y'all, I decided, Durwood had told me that he had cooked steaks in the Aya fryer. And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to give it a try. So, y'all, I cooked them in there. Y'all, absolutely delicious. And they get a char on them. And and you don't have to go outside. And, y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And so I had... I had some steak and y'all, then the sports ball game, y'all, I know that Rick and Daddy Ron were excited when the Fly Eagles Fly both won their sports ball game there at the very end. Y'all, it was very exciting. But y'all, that made the sixth match run late. So, but y'all, it was a good episode. They had this guy that was helping what is that place that they're getting attacked? Ukrainian children. He was taking them to help them conquer fears, and it was some kind of rock climbing thing. But y'all, it was real good. And then there was another story about this crazy man who had this. It looked like an old fort out in the water. Off the Uck, and he's called it Sealand, and said it's his own private country, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. But y'all, it was just crazy, but it was very interesting. And then the last story was about these monks that make wine, and y'all, there's just seeing all these priests and monks and all sitting around drinking wine, and yes, Big Betty, and all very good. And y'all, by the time I got to the end of that, because y'all, it was the 60 minutes, so y'all, I was ready for bed, and y'all, it was cold. Like I said, it was cold and dank and just raw. It was just raw, I tell you. And y'all, I climbed into the oven chamber, and y'all, I was out like a light. Y'all, I had crazy, crazy dreams. There was some sort of quiz program, and I don't remember what kind of quiz program it was, but there was some kind of quiz program that I was participating in, and all I know, it was a quiz program, but it was an active quiz program. It wasn't like standing at the Jeopardy podiums. And I think it was the wheel. I think it may have been the wheel. no, I know exactly what it was. It was, I had been selected, to be on the wheel. And so, y'all, I came down, and they selected me to participate. And, y'all, Big Fatty was just hamming it up with Big Fatty. And, y'all, I don't remember if I won anything or not, but, y'all, it was so much fun. And it was the wheel. And then got up on Monday morning, and, y'all, had my breakfast, read the paper, watched Miss Gail King. You know, she waits for no one. That Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T. He even watched Miss Gail King today. He sent me some sort of testimonium about selling his house so he could go on a 3-year cruise or something. I don't know. Then I was off. I was off on my morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres. Did the big circle. Y'all, I forgot to take my counter, though, to count the number of homes that had crema decorations up. Y'all, I can tell you the giant inflatable Santa Clauses, that's gone up to 17 now. And, y'all, I think there's going to be more and more as the time goes along. But anyway, came back from my nipple walk and... y'all, I had a little lunch. What did I have for my... Oh, I had the leftovers from the Spanksgiving meal. And y'all, I got my share. And y'all, then... Oh, I know what else. Y'all, it was clean sheet day, so I stripped the bed. Y'all, I took the latest bedspread that I bought. Y'all, it was poorly made. So I took it off and I washed it up, and I'm probably going to use it as a drop cloth or something, but poorly made. And I put my old, I think it's a Verna Wang. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear anything about Verna's Wang. And put that bedspread on. Y'all, it's kind of a heavier one. It's good for the wintertime. And so, y'all, I'm having clean sheet night Monday night with Vera's Wang laying on top of me. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, got a testimonium from my youngest brother. He was going to be getting in touch with my cousin, who's a year older than me. And y'all, we're all going to head out to the cemeteries to put out some cremo wreaths on the Hat and Hat Arena's graves. And then... we're going to go to my cousin's mother and father and our grandparents' graves. And, y'all, have a little lunch and just catch up. And, y'all, I'm looking forward to doing that. Y'all, speaking of looking forward to doing something, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Blind Guides. And Mr. Cackle, anything you want to spring on me?
Because my problem is I could just marry
Big Fatty,
which isn't smart.
Oh, no, that's not smart at all. That would interfere with extended special chat.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.